We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Caleb Silver is here, editor-in-chief of Investopedia in New York. The prospect of defaulting on the national debt doesn't seem personal to a lot of Americans, but Caleb, should it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think Americans are going to start to feel it if we crash through that deadline and we may start to miss payments as of June 1st. Folks who are depending on their Social Security check or their Medicare check, that may get delayed. That's happened in the past. So if you're one of those people, you're definitely going to feel it. But we're also seeing a tightening of lending going on with the banks that started way back with those bank failures. Banks have gotten even tighter because they're concerned about a debt limit default and a credit rating downgrade. So you're already feeling it. There's some shakiness in the stock market. Certainly in the bond market, but once Americans stop getting the checks that they depend on, they're definitely going to feel it.
Caleb, are there any precautions we should be taking right now?
Yeah, if you're one of those people that has a fixed income and you depend on those checks from the government, you may want to bank one or two, or may want to have some extra savings and tighten the belt. Tough to do with the Memorial Day holiday coming up, but you don't know if those payments are going to get delayed. Now, the government always makes whole on those. They always end up paying people back and paying people what they owe, but just putting folks in that position, especially right now with the economy so tenuous and people concerned about a potential recession, they should be banking that money and making sure that they have enough to get them through a couple weeks, if not a couple months.
Tell us about this new poll on the debt limit and how folks view it.
Yeah, most folks don't think it's going to affect them personally. We're looking at a poll for Morning Consult that says about a third of Americans or more say it doesn't affect them personally. But I'm telling you, it does. And we've been through this many, many times. The debt ceiling's come up 78 times. 78 times it's either been raised or pushed out a couple of months while they negotiate. But every time, especially in 2011, when they actually reached an agreement, we did get a credit rating downgrade after the agreement because of the political infighting. That sent the stock market down 19%. That really hurt folks. And this is one of those what we call in soccer an own goal. It doesn't need to happen because we always raise the debt ceiling, or politicians always do. But right now there's a political standoff, and guess what? They're on vacation, so nothing's going to happen until next week.
Why do you think so many people feel like this won't have an impact on their lives?
Because they feel disconnected from the political process and in many cases from the economy. They're trying to make it on their own. A lot of folks have not recovered from the pandemic days and are just trying to get by right now. So they don't feel like what's happening in Washington affects them. This is one of those situations where I promise you it will. You may not feel it today, but if you're one of those people that depends on government checks or government services and government offices start to close down and we get a credit rating downgrade or another warning from a rating agencies, you're going to feel it in your 401k. You're going to feel it in your personal income. In your personal finances. That's why this deal needs to get done. Hopefully they'll get it done by that June 1st deadline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.